you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We are still in chapter 4, biblical principles for effective prayer. And you know, when I have an opportunity to think about what we talked about, I always go home and I say, well, I should have said and I should have did. You know, that's the way it always goes. But I think the last scripture that we looked at last week was 1 Samuel 30. And we were looking at how David prayed. And we began to see, you know, David was in distress. This was a very, very distressful time. You know, they came back from fighting, and the city had been burned, and the children and the wives had been taken away by the enemy. And they were just weeping. Remember that? Weeping, 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 weeping. But he didn't continue weeping. Remember. Just remember that. Think about your own situation, your own circumstance, or the situation or circumstance that's of someone that's near and dear to you. Amen? And, you know, and it might seem like, you know, how are we going to get out of this? How is this going to happen? David did not stay there. The Bible says that he encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen? He encouraged himself in the Lord. And this is what we have to do. And when you're trying to help someone else, you have to help them to be able to encourage themselves in the Lord. So I was asking myself, well, you know, you say encourage yourself. How do you do that? You know, what is encouraging yourself? I'm just believing that David rehearsed all the goodness of God. Amen. Everything that God had done for him. You know, he had to remember all of that. And I'm pretty sure he said, well, if you did this, then you can do something about what I'm dealing with right now. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he did. But I mean, and the other thing, you know, he went to the Lord and he said, shall I pursue? You know, should I, you know, Lord, do you want me to go after the enemy so that I can recover my wives and my children? You know, like I said, we wouldn't have asked any question. We would have hopped in the car and we would have been gone, shotguns and all. Amen? Because that's just our nature. That's the way we think we're supposed to do it. But what David did, he took time and sought the Lord first. Amen? And this is what you have to do. You have to seek the Lord first. Amen? And when you seek him, he is going to give you instructions and directions. Amen? And we see that the Lord told David, pursue, and thou shalt surely recover all. And what God said, that is exactly what happened. Amen? You know, David has so much faith. David has so much trust. He has so much confidence in what God told him. He said, you know, well, first of all, he said, shall I pursue? You know, so what if the Lord had said no? I think as far as David was concerned, it would have been no. David had enough. He was like those three Hebrew boys. You know, he said, no. You know, they said to the king, I'm not going to bow down. You know, and even if the Lord don't, you know, deliver us, we still not going to bow down. So, I mean, that's what David was saying. You know, if you tell me don't pursue, if you tell me to leave alone, I'm just going to leave it alone. I'm pretty sure he believed, well, if you don't want me to, let me see, I think the word, what, partake in this? If you don't want my hand on this, you know, you must be going to do it all by yourself. Amen. But he just believed that God was going to do it. And this is what we have to do. We have to know that when we go to God in prayer, based on his word. And remember I told you, I think it was last week or week before, that in order to pray effectively, you have to be acquainted with the word of God. What has God said? What has God promised? Amen? Because if you don't know what he said and what he's promised about a particular situation, then how are you going to be able to pray in confidence? How are you going to be able to pray effectively? But when you're acquainted with his word, then you just, all you're doing is going back and just presenting back to God what he has already either said or promised. Amen? Amen. So that's David. That's the end of that. Glory to God. we talked a lot last week about the name of Jesus. We said there's healing in the name, and we looked at a couple of scriptures. We said there's deliverance in the name. We talked about all the names, the redemptive names of God, that when God gave Jesus that name, all of those names went into the name of Jesus. Amen. So when we say you are Jehovah Jireh, you are our provider, then in the name of Jesus, God provides for us. When we say you are Jehovah Rapha, that's also in the name of Jesus. So when we pray in the name of Jesus for healing, you know, we're saying Jehovah Rapha. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know if I talked to y'all about authority. I don't remember. The Greek word for authority being exousia, E-X-O-U-S-I-A, and it means legal rights delegated to exercise dominion and lordship. God has granted every born-again believer legal rights or legal power to exercise authority and power in his name. Amen? Okay. The word power, it is the divine ability to accomplish anything. And I put in parentheses, in line with God's word. Amen? To accomplish anything in line with God's word. The name of Jesus, yeah, we did talk about this, has authority in three places. I remember telling you, heaven, earth, and hell. And then we talked a little bit last week about the three heavens, remember? You know, the first is where the outside physical eyes, that's what we can see. Then we talked about the second, where the stars and the planets are found. And then the third level, amen, is where God lives. And we talked about how when you pray in the Spirit, you pray in the Holy Ghost, you pray in tongues, that enables you to bypass the first and the second heaven. Amen? That's where the enemy is. He's in that first level. And, I mean, he don't know what you're saying. He don't know what you're talking about. And you bypass him, and you go straight, hallelujah, to the third heaven where God lives. Glory to God. We talked about the name of Jesus has authority here on earth. The Bible tells us. You can just write this one down, Matthew 18:18-20. Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth, remember, shall be bound in heaven. Glory to God. That's authority. And then under the earth, hallelujah, hell. We talked about Jesus going to hell, remember? Amen. How can you develop your faith in the name of Jesus? Turn to Acts 3:16. Hallelujah. Acts 3:16. How you can develop your faith in the name of Jesus. Acts 3:16. I have it written, but I'm gonna go look at it, because sometimes what I have written is different. It's a different translation. Talking about the name of Jesus. And his name, look at that, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yeah, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Every believer, we talked about this, has a blank check. Remember we talked about the blank check? And I told y'all about the truck. Hallelujah. The blank check. It says, make a list of the things that you desire, and ask the Father in the name of Jesus anything that is in line with his word, and these things shall be done for you. Amen. That's your blank check in the name of Jesus. Another step in how to develop your faith in the name of Jesus, be specific when you pray. Amen. Be specific when you pray. Over in James chapter 1, verses 6-8, the word of God says, But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in his ways. Be specific when you pray. Amen. So you say, what you mean? Be specific. What you want? What you believe in God for? Sometimes I think I ask for the wrong thing. I realize that. It's like, you know, maybe I can't think of anything specific right now, but when I finish, I just say, was that what I was supposed to ask for? You know? ask the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we're gonna get to that in a few minutes. Because, you know, not every situation that we deal with today is gonna be spelled out in the Bible. But God has an answer for it. Amen. And so when we ask the Holy Spirit, how do I pray about this? What should I ask for? What should I seek for? Then he will begin to reveal that, you know, even to you. I was sharing with a coworker today. You know, we pray, some of us who may be dealing with high blood pressure, and we're praying and we're saying, Lord, heal me of high blood pressure. And we're praying about this in the spirit, you know, we're praying. And we know that healing is for us. We know that Jesus himself has taken care of the curse, that sickness and disease is a part of the curse. So, I mean, we don't have to ask the Lord, is it your will to heal me of high blood pressure? Amen? We know that it's his will, okay? All we need from God is instructions, okay? How, Lord God? How are we going to do this? I know that it's your will for me to be healed, for me to be delivered of this. You know, and we think the Lord is just going to come down from heaven and he's just going to wish and your high blood pressure is gone. It can happen. Amen. The glory can do that. Amen. But then you're praying and you're hearing something, you know, your high blood pressure is healed. And then you start hearing ham and bacon, you know, and the Lord is trying to tell you, leave it alone, you know, and that's, you know, we have to be able to just trust God. You know, God is not going to answer us the way we think he's going to answer us. You know, we have to pray in the spirit and then take time to just be quiet sometimes and hear what it is that he is saying. And he's going to speak to you. He has promised us that he's going to speak to us. Amen. And we have to keep ourselves in a position to hear him. And just know that it's not going to always be what we're looking for. And that's where meditation comes in. You know, when you begin to meditate on what God is telling you, then the Holy Spirit is going to begin to give you a true interpretation of what God is telling you. I'll never forget, you know, I talked to y'all a little bit about being attacked and having to stand. Amen. And I had a word from God, you know. It was a word. It didn't look like it had anything to do with what I was dealing with, but the word was, it ain't nothing, amen. And so, you know, one time I went before the Lord. I said, well, Lord, it ain't nothing for you, but I'm telling you, you know, this is something. And you know, it ain't nothing. And for 2.5 years, my focus was on the word nothing, and I got me some scriptures on nothing. There were good scriptures. I mean, really, really good. And I was beginning to stand on those nothing scriptures. And I was sitting in service one Sunday, and Apostle said, he was teaching us about meditation. You know, he says, go back and meditate on either what God has told you or on the word of God. Because sometimes the Holy Spirit will speak a scripture to you. Other times it'll just be a word. And, you know, he said, meditate on that. And so, you know, I said, okay, all right, I'm gonna do that. Now, this is going to really, really bless you, because it really, I mean, I just went wild. But anyway, I began to sit there, and I began to meditate on it, you know. And you're talking about feeling stupid, you know, and I say, it? And, you know, I'm trying to figure out how many ways can I say it, You know, and I say, it, and I guarantee you it was probably about the third time. And the voice on the inside of me say, look at it, and then look at God. You know, and I said it again. I say, look at it, and then look at God. Amen? See, and I begin to see, oh my God. And I just got wow. People don't realize I can get wow. I can get wow, you know. And I began to praise God, and I began to tell him how big he was and how good he was and how he could take care of this. And I say, now this is what I'm going to do. If I'm going the wrong way, you can turn me around. I mean, I was just out talking out just loud. But that's the benefit, first of all, of being able to pray in the Spirit. When you pray in tongues, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, amen, then you're building yourselves up on your most holy faith. Amen. That's what Jude tells us. And God is going to speak to you. Amen. And that word that he gives to you, you may not understand it all, but begin to meditate. Begin to meditate. Begin to ask questions. Mutter. Say it over and over and over. And then, you know, say it a different way sometimes. Amen. And that is how he's going to be able to begin to manifest for you what he said he's going to do. And these are the things that we have not always done. I think this is why so many things that God has said to us that we have not received the full manifestation of it. You know, he talks about the good over in Romans chapter 12, acceptable, and the perfect will. You know, that's, I mean, the perfect is better than good, right? Right? Amen? Amen? And perfect is better than acceptable. But, I mean, it's all good. It's still good. You know, God is going to meet you where you are, and he's going to do what he can do. But we all want to be in that perfect will. We want the perfect thing that God has for us. So I guess what I'm telling you is pray. I always hear our man of God tell us, don't box God in. Don't ever think that you know what he's saying. Don't ever take him for granted. And then meditate. Meditate on what God is saying to you. Meditate on a scripture. If the Holy Ghost gives you a scripture, meditate on that scripture until you get it down in your spirit. Amen? Because there are a lot of things that we receive from God, but we receive them here. They call that mentally assenting, yeah. You agreeing with it. I agree with this, but you haven't gotten it here yet. But when you get it down in your spirit, oh, Lord, I mean, they can't take it away from you. Amen? Hallelujah. Meditation. Be specific when you pray. Approach God in faith. Over in Hebrews 11, it says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, amen, and that he is a what? Rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Oh, well, it starts off without faith. Remember, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. One reason many believers are unable to develop a strong prayer life without ceasing or discouragement is because they do not experience any physical manifestations when they pray. We live in this microwave society. We want to see it right now. No, we're not going to always see it right now. When we go back to Mark 11, you know, it says that, you know, we have to believe first, right? Right? Believe, and then we're going to receive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another way to develop your faith in the name of Jesus, ask the Holy Spirit for help. I want you to look at Romans chapter 8. Ask the Holy Spirit. And we're going to find out that before you even pray, ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Amen. Glory to God. Why? Why you want to ask him? Well, we'll get to that. Hallelujah. Romans 8. Let's look at verse 26. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen. We ask the Holy Spirit to help us when we pray. Otherwise, we would be praying on our own strength, independent of God. Amen. So that's one of the reasons you want to ask the Holy Spirit to help you when you pray. The implication is that if we surrender our will when we pray, He will take control of our prayer, and thus our prayer will become effective. The Spirit also helps, and we're going to be looking at the word help there. In the Greek, you're going to have to write this one. What's in your books? Antilambano, A-N-T-I-L-A-M-B-A-N-O. Sound like a word we might see again, huh? Amen. And guess what that word means? Now, that's not okay. Now, this is, we're talking about help now. We're talking about help. And it says, it means to take the place of one who takes us by the hand, together with or against. He says, someone, and I'm going to include something. Amen? Someone or something. Another author may have said, together with, against, and for. Amen? And for. So, you know, that's what the Holy Spirit does. This indicates the Holy Spirit takes us by the hand and leads us to the Father in the name of Jesus. He takes our place. And when we pray against our enemy, ha, 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 He guides us and helps us. Amen. So He sounds like a very, very important person that you want to have with you when you pray. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Why do we ask the Holy Spirit to help us? The Holy Spirit knows the will of God for His children. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us that, you know, He's going to only speak what He hears. I mean, and can you imagine having the audience with Almighty God at all times? Number one, He is God. Amen. That's number one. But, you know, He's there all the time. He sees everything. He knows everything. He knows what God's plan is for you. Amen. Though He knows the will of God for your life. He knows what's the best route for you to take, when to take it. Amen. How to take it. He knows it. And when we acknowledge Him and ask Him to help us, He knows exactly how to do it. But we have to yield to Him. Amen. Acknowledge Him and then yield to Him. How many times have you, something told me, you know, when something, you know, it go the opposite way, and something told me I should have, no, it wasn't something, it was somebody. Somebody was trying to get your attention. He was trying to tell you, no, not that way. No, not today. You know, we want to hurry up. You know, we want to go ahead. We want to do it today. And, you know, He's telling you to do it, but He's talking about next month. He's not, you know, He's not talking about today, but there we go. There we go. You know, I know I heard the Lord. I know. Yeah, you heard Him all right, but you didn't wait. You didn't wait long enough. You didn't wait long enough. He said tomorrow. Amen. I mean, one of the most profoundest truth I heard our apostles say, He said, in heaven, there are no clocks and no calendars. I mean, that was just such a blessing to me. You know, God does not, we know, He doesn't deal with time. He deals with timing. We understand that. But it's true. There are no clocks and no calendars. We are the ones with the clocks and the calendars in this realm. Amen? And we use it for this realm. But when it comes to the things of God, hallelujah, don't put God on a clock or a calendar. Amen? If He said He's going to do it, He's going to do it. Amen? Look at Abraham and Sarah. Amen. He did it. Hallelujah. He said He was going to do it, and He did it. Hallelujah. We need to invite the Holy Spirit to help us to pray and to show us the Father's heart and His will. We need to invite Him to take control of our personal agenda for the day. Amen? Take control. Take control. We always want to pray in line with God's word. I think I started off with that. Become acquainted with God's word. Amen? And pray in line with God's word. If the word does not say it, don't ask God about that, because, you know, it's like Apostle said, twinkle, twinkle, little star. No, you know, God is, he's, well, we're going to see that in just a minute. God does not answer our prayers simply because we have a specific need. He answers our petitions when we pray in line with his word. When we pray according to his will, we're asking God for something according to his word. Amen? And what it says, when we do this, we are guaranteed to have our prayers answered. And we know that for years and years, we did not pray in line with God's word. Amen? We all help, Lord. Help, Lord. Lord, I need. You know, and most of the times, we only prayed the problem. You know, we just rehearsed the problem to God. No. Now we're learning. We don't rehearse the problem. We want to rehearse the answer. We want to go to the word of God and find out what God said. And then we can go back to God and say, now, Lord, you say so and so and so and so and so and so. Amen. And that's what I'm believing for. Why does God not answer the prayer of many believers? Turn over to James, and I'm going to have to read it from the Amplified for you. James chapter 4. Why does God not answer many believers? Many believers. Why he don't answer us? Hallelujah. And she's been around a little while. In James chapter 4, and let's look at verse 3. And I'm telling you, James, and I mean Hebrews. Okay, James chapter 4, verse 3. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Amen? Ask amiss. You know what that amiss means, huh? You know, you're not sure yourself. Hallelujah. You think that's what you want. James chapter 4, verse 3, in the Amplified. Or you do ask God for them and yet fail to receive, because you ask with wrong purpose. Amen. Why are you asking for that? Why you want that? Amen. You ask with wrong purpose and evil, selfish motives. Hallelujah. Your intention is, when you get what you desire, to spend it in sensual pleasures. Glory to God. Amen. So, you know, that's why we don't receive sometimes. You know, what's the purpose? What's your motive? You know, why you want that? You know, is it truly to glorify God? Is it truly to show the world that we're serving a good God who loves his children? You know, that should be our motive when we ask God, you know, for a lot of things. Okay, I'm not saying for healing. No. He wants us healed. But, you know, just some of the things that we ask for. And when we don't receive it, we wonder why. Well, you didn't have the right motive. Amen? So if you don't have the right motive, if you don't have the right purpose, you will not receive. Why do we have to pray according to God's will? Because God will only stand by his word. I'm going to just give you some of these scriptures. Matthew 24 and 35. When we pray in line with his word, God is obligated to fulfill his promises. God is real and truthful to his word. If we ask in line with his will, he will do for us what we ask of him. Over in Jeremiah 1 and 12, very, very familiar scripture. Jeremiah 1 and 12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And I think there's a translation saying that I'm watching, right? I'm watching my word. I'm watching over my word to perform it. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's only one of them. You can also see it in Romans 3 and 4 and 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. And then the other, why do we have to pray according to his will? Because of God's integrity and his reputation. If God does not answer our prayers, his integrity and reputation are at stake. And I got to let you look at this one. Numbers 14. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 14. Beginning at verse 14. And you know, this is a conversation between God and Moses. Amen. And Moses is telling God, you know, now, Lord, if you do this, this is what they're going to do. He says, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by day time in a pillar of a cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all, God was really upset with him, huh? If thou shalt kill all his people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. Talking about his integrity, amen? And then if you look over, you know, Moses began to pray and ask God in verse 19, pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now, you've done all this for them, pardon them. And then if we go down, and the Lord said, look at here, I have pardoned according to thy word. Amen. I mean, I have pardoned. All he had to do was just ask him. But I mean, his reputation was at stake. You know, he told him, say, look, if you kill them all, they're going to say you did it because you wasn't able to deliver them. Amen. And so, you know, that's, we want God's integrity to be upheld in our lives and in our situations also. Amen. And then according to the word, these are the steps that we should take to pray. We need to decide, and I think we did this before, decide what we want from God, look for a biblical verse that supports your petition, ask God for the things that you need. You must believe that you will receive what you're asking for. Do not doubt. Meditate. There that word is. Y'all thought I had just made that up. No. Meditate on the promise, and then give. That's the other thing, you know. After God does it, thank him for it. You know, give glory and honor to God with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's it. That's it. Y'all be blessed. Thank y'all so much. And, you know, if anybody wants to read ahead, hopefully next week we'll be ready for chapter 5. Finally.